This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The number two retail chain in this country, Target, had some things to say about its earnings forecast this morning. Sales expectations for the year were lowered. Profits this past quarter were down by almost half. The company actually blamed Canada for some of that. Its expansion out into the wintry north is not going so well, apparently. And back on this side of the border, shoppers don't seem to have a whole lot of disposable income. And in an economy that is still recovering, what does the future hold for a discount store that relies on the disposable income of those with the least of it? Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
Walk into the Target in downtown Los Angeles and you'll notice bright, shiny floors, racks of clothes with designer names attached, and store manager Simone Tatro can tell you who all of this is for, the ideal Target customer.
She works, she's successful, she has some children at home, but she really loves the finer things in life, but she, of course, has come to expect our, you know, expect more, pay less brand promise.
Target's marketing strategy has always been to offer a more upscale experience than Walmart. And Wharton marketing professor Stephen Hoke says they do that from the moment you walk in the door.
But it's the farther you get back in the store, the more Target starts looking like a Walmart.
But ultimately, Target and Walmart are going after the same lower and middle income customers. But since the recession, they're spending less of their income on non-essentials. And they were especially hard hit by the 2 percentage point increase in the Social Security payroll tax January 1st. Target's response has been to focus on its more affluent customers, says retail analyst Amy Koo.
The idea is that they've been focused on this Target guest that is specifically higher income and is more able to spend.
But even the spending of those customers has plateaued, says Koo. Last week, the CEO of Walmart's international division, Doug McMillon, said consumer spending in both developed and emerging markets was down, and he expected that trend to persist through the remainder of the year. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.